community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, it sounds very much like we're going to be talking about boys' toys now. Phil and Matt, am I right in saying that? In a way, it's kind of this idea of sending up a helium-filled balloon.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a lot of guys' dream, isn't it, to do something like that? To send it up 20 miles, is it?
Yep, something along those lines. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a geeky adventure, you know, something that, I think anyone can do it, really, and we're nerds, we wanted to go into space.
Yeah.
So
as long as you've got the balloon and the helium and the cameras, yeah?
Exactly.
And it is definitely a balloon, it isn't a rocket, as we've seen written in Wall-E and on the front page of the Gazette, and it's fantastic of them to talk to us at the Gazette, but I think the person who wrote the story wasn't the person who wrote the front page.
Right. Well, if this works, you see, the next event might involve a rocket.
I have spoken about that,
Somebody might say, cool, these guys are good, you know. Yeah. That experiment really worked well. Let's sort out a rocket for them.
If we can get some inert gas from one canister into a balloon, then perhaps we can play with something more explosive.
Okay, so Phil, tell me first of all how this idea came to mind.
Well, again, I mean, it's just from an enthusiasm for space, astronomy, that kind of stuff, and we always wanted to go up into space, and we've been watching SpaceX and people like that flying up to the International Space Station, thought, what's the closest thing we can do? And sticking a balloon up with a couple of cameras on it to get some lovely pictures of the Earth near space, that's the closest thing we could get. And that's how it started.
Yeah. I mean, to my mind, not knowing much about how this all works, it sounds quite complicated and technical, Matt, but is it not as technical as I might imagine? Or
when you first look into it, you go, no, and I reckon we can do it for about 500 quid as well, which is a, you know, it's a fair amount of money, but if you break it down, well, we've been doing this for what, 5 months now?
Yep.
It's not that much money between two of us over 5 months. We thought, yeah, this will be a fun project to do. It's kind of ballooned in cost since then, and when you actually realise
you thought about that before you came into the studio. <didn't you? laughs>
It's in theory the balloon and the gas itself and the cameras aren't that expensive, but the more you look into it, the more you think, should we get that slightly better camera, should we get the slightly bigger balloon, should we get the more helium, and then we need to actually find it when it comes back down, because
that's when it starts getting complicated.
Okay.
I mean,
we'll go on to that in a second about finding it. Let's start at the beginning. The balloon, is it a specially made balloon?
I mean, it's essentially you can buy it online, a proper purpose-built weather balloon. They do them in various weights and sizes. I think we're going, what is it, for a 1,600-gram
balloon. It starts out being, it's not like the kind of balloon you pick up from Gaiety down the road. It starts out about a metre and a half, 2 metres across, and what happens is once it goes up and up and up and up and up, the higher it goes in the atmosphere, the thinner the air gets, so the pressure from inside the balloon actually causes the balloon to expand and expand and expand until it's about the size of a house. Once it gets to that size, hopefully, pop, it bursts.
I was going to ask you about that. This business of it going up, is it 20 miles, isn't it, ideally?
Approximately, and then, fingers crossed.
How do you know it's going to burst just at that particular point?
That's where the technical stuff comes in, because you have to have the right amount of gas for the amount of weight that you're carrying so that it goes up at the right speed.
So you can work this out sort of using a calculator or whatever.
To be honest, there's a great archive of information online. There are people that have done this before, and you can look up and figure out and calculate how to fill your balloon right so that it'll hopefully go bang at the right height.
This has obviously been done before by other people, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there's the High Altitude Society. We've used a lot of information off their site. And it's the High Altitude Society, that's right.
Yeah, it's UK has High Altitude UK Society. Yeah. It's in fact, that's where we've got most of our information from. But you've got an astrophysics degree, haven't you?
No, maths degree, it was you.
I haven't got maths. Basically, neither of us have been to university.
Okay.
We're not clever. We haven't got degrees.
Well, you must be pretty clever to say.
Well, it's like Phil's saying, it's the internet. We've just been Googling for lots of stuff. You know, we found the website saying it's possible, so then we went on to Amazon and eBay, and look, they sell this special kind of high-altitude balloon.
Right. To be honest, that was one of the beautiful things I found. If you wanted to sit there and just do this for 500 quid, you could, in theory, go on Amazon and buy all the bits right there.
Yeah. We've talked about the balloon.
Yes.
We've got that bit sorted. The nitty-gritty, of course, the cameras. You've got two cameras. Is this because one of them might pack up or different angles? Or
we've had loads of ideas with the payload. What we're going to have, it started out as a couple of cameras we were going to send up just to get different angles, stuff like that. But now we have two GoPro cameras. One will be taking high-definition video. The other one will be taking high-res images. That's the higher-quality camera. We're also probably going to have a third camera, which is attached to our slightly complicated... what should we call it? Onboard computer? It's a Raspberry Pi, if any of your listeners have heard of that. It's a small
version. Well, I haven't, but I'm sure that lots of my more technically minded listeners might have heard of a Raspberry Pi.
I thought it's
something you put in, I have it with custard. Yeah. You know,
it's a small, very customizable PC that's quite cheap. And that should bring back information about altitude, speed, temperature.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And are these cameras remotely operated, or is it set up in advance and then it does its own thing as the balloon goes up, or how does that work exactly?
Unfortunately, for the moment, we're pretty much whacking the cameras on to start, sticking them in the box, and letting it go. And
will they run then for all that time?
Yeah, I think what did we get? Approximately 3 hours run time as a general.
Yeah. Between 2 and 3 hours. We've been doing some really harsh environmental testing by putting the cameras in a freezer because it goes down to -60 when we get up into the troposphere. So we're basically testing them on how long they'll last. Just generally before we put them on there. So between 2 and 3 hours.
So every piece of kit has been at the bottom of my family koi pond,
in case of a water landing,
and next to the ice cream in the freezer for a considerable amount of time.
Just to make sure that they're going to be working okay. So you put them on go, and a balloon goes up. The balloon goes up. And 20 miles up, and how long does it take to get 2 or 3 hours to get to that height?
About 2.5.
Hopefully, the whole flight should be about 2.5 hours. It's about 90 to 120 minutes up, pop, and then about.
Obviously, you'll lose sight of the balloon at some point.
Oh, completely. Yeah. We're working on lots of methods of tracking, but most of them are for where are you when you've landed.
That's probably the last part of the whole story, isn't it?
Yes.
Just one more question, though. When the balloon goes pop, there's not a parachute or anything that lowers these. There is a parachute.
There is.
Ah,
there is.
Okay.
What we want to do is get it down to about 5 meters per second. The drop-in speed, so that it doesn't hit on somebody's head and hurt them or break something, and so the payload doesn't come apart. We're going to have a meter-squared parachute?
Yes.
Big, bright orange one, right. So hopefully we can find it.
Which my girlfriend will be sewing at some point in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you're going to be popular, aren't you?
Local craft.
She has to do that, yeah. Right, final question.
Yes.
Before we go on to a slightly different subject, and that is, of course, how to find it, because it's not going to come down in exactly the same place where you sent it up, is it?
Mm-hmm, indeed. So we have GPS tracking via a Find My Phone app on an Android mobile, which is going to be up there with a backup battery to make sure it keeps going for a long, long, long time. And we've got a little mini GPS tracker as well, which has got another mobile network SIM card in it, which we can text, and hopefully if it can pick up GPS, it can tell us where it is.
Oh, excellent,
which is probably going to be in the middle of a field in Suffolk.
Or it might, of course, it might land in somebody's back garden, might
Indeed.
It, or on a roof or something.
Yep.
So that should be interesting. Okay, well, that's a fascinating story. When's this going to be happening, by the way?
When we've built it, which will hopefully be around the start of April, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of where a lot of the extra money has gone over this last couple of weeks is building a tracker so that we can actually track it all the way up and all the way down.
Yeah.
So I've been sitting here listening to bleeps and whistles coming off of this little clever little Raspberry Pi computer thing today. So we can hopefully track it and get some telemetry.
I'm sort of quietly building the prototype in the background while he's doing all the technical stuff.
Well, I mean, it's a fascinating story. I just hope that everything works all right.
Thank you. No
complications with the launch or indeed the parachute. We don't want the parachute to develop holes or anything. 20 miles up. Now, what was this? You mentioned the competition that you're involved with, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. We got involved with a group that do, I think it's one of the biggest astronomy podcasts in the UK called Awesome Astronomy. Their website, awesomeastronomy.com. They really love the idea of the project, and they've launched a competition so that somebody could get their name on the side of our vessel, so you can effectively have your name in space. If you jump onto their website, awesomeastronomy.com, you should be able to find the link up there and you can enter it.
Yeah, I guess this information, some of it anyway, will be available on our own website at some point, the Phoenix FM website.
Of course, we've got a Facebook page and Twitter page. If you
okay, what's your Facebook page?
If you went onto Facebook and search for Project Helium Tears, you should find.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that. That's the actual name of the project, Project Helium Tears.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Forgot to mention that.
There's a lot of helium, and it's probably going to end in tears.
Okay. Matt and Phil, Matt Kings North and Phil St. Pierre, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And all the best with the project. Of course, keep us in touch, won't you? Tell us how it's all going.
Yeah, sure. We'll send some pictures in for the website if anyone wants to see them when we're all done.
Yeah.
And of course, if you want to have your name on the side of our payload, we will have a camera on it. So you'll be able to see your name in space with the curvature of the Earth and then the black of space behind it.
It's going to be interesting. You don't exactly know, of course, what the camera's going to pick up, do you?
No,
it depends on the angle that they're filming and this sort of thing.
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah. And what it goes over. And it's great. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, and thanks for coming in. And I'm sure we'll get you back in again after the launch, you know.
Fantastic.
To find out
how it's all gone. Keep watching the skies.
That was Matt Kingsnorth and Phil St. Pierre from the Essex Space Agency talking about the launch of this helium-filled balloon in a few months' time.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.